The planter lives off the sweat of the sharecropper's brow. Just how the sharecropper lives, the planter cannot how. The sharecropper raises all the planter can eat, and then get tramped down under his feet. The sharecropper raises all the planter can wear, whilst he and his family have to go bare. The sharecropper works and toils and sweats. The planter brings him out in debt. The planter has good and wholesome food to eat. The sharecropper has cornbread, molasses, and fatback meat. A lot of good things the planter have to waste, but the sharecropper know not how it tastes. The sharecropper's wife go to the cook kitchen, wash tubs and field, while the planter's wife enjoy herself in an automobile. The planter's children dresses up and goes to school, while the sharecropper puts on rags and follow a mule. If you ask the planter for your rights, you might as well just spit in his face and ask for a fight. The planter says he inherits his wealth from birth, but it all comes from the poor man who tills the earth. The planter get together and the plots and plans. You can bet your life is all against the poor man. The planters take the sharecropper, mule, wagon, and plow. Don't allow them to have a hog nor a cow. Makes no difference how much the sharecropper raise. The planter, he gets all of the praise. The planter lives in a house as fine as the best, wears good clothes and gets all the rest. The sharecropper works hard and wears cotton sacks and live in the filthy, raggedy, broken down shacks. When the sharecropper dies, he has to be buried in a box without a necktie or any socks. The poor man has fought all the rich man's wars, and now we're being punished without any coal. The sharecroppers labor the planter's pocket to swell, but the planter's unjust deed are sending him straight to hell. No rich planter to be do ever I crave, but I want to be something more than a planter's slave. And if anyone thinks that this ain't the truth, he can go through the South and get proof.